This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Iranian official has offered a cautiously upbeat assessment of progress in talks aimed at bringing the United States back into the World Powers 2015 deal with Tehran on its nuclear program. The deputy foreign minister said Saturday that a new understanding appears to be taking shape. Iran has been negotiating with the five powers that remain in the agreement. That's France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, and Vienna over the past 2 weeks. An American delegation also has been in Vienna, but not talking directly to Iran. The accord restricted Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. In 2018, then-President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. unilaterally out of the accord. Meanwhile, Iran state television has in fact named a suspect in the attack that damaged centrifuges at its Natanz nuclear site and says he fled the country. The report Saturday named the suspect as 43-year-old Reza Karimi. The United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The State Department says the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. The joint statement says the U.S. and China are committed to cooperating with each other and with other countries to tackle the climate crisis. This is VOA News. Myanmar's junta has released more than 23,000 prisoners to mark the traditional New Year holiday, including at least three political detainees and the military leader behind the February coup, confirmed he would attend a regional summit later this month. It is not clear if those released include pro-democracy activists detained for protesting the coup. As security forces continue the deadly crackdown, unconfirmed but credible accounts with photos on social media said that three people were killed Saturday in the central city of Magak in Myanmar's gem mining region. According to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, government forces have killed at least 728 protesters and bystanders since the coup. Over 3,000 are jailed, including ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. A doctor for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who was in the third week of a hunger strike, says his health is deteriorating rapidly and the 44-year-old could be on the verge of death. The physician said Saturday that test results he received from Navalny's family show him with sharply elevated levels of potassium, which can bring on cardiac arrest, and heightened creatine levels that indicate impaired kidneys. Navalny's personal physicians have not been allowed to see him in prison. A judge in Sicily has ordered former Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini to stand trial on kidnapping charges for having refused to let a Spanish migrant rescue ship dock in an Italian port. Salvini is accused of kidnapping for having kept the migrants at sea off the coast of Lampedusa for days in August 2019. The judge set the trial date for September 15th. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido led protests through the streets of Caracas on Saturday to demand COVID-19 vaccines be allowed into the country amid a stalled immunization campaign and rising infections. Venezuela has reportedly acquired 300,000 Sputnik V vaccines and 500,000 doses of the shot developed by China's Sinopharm, which so far have been administered to public officials, health workers, campaign, and rising infections. But pressure is on the government to step up the number of vaccines made available. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Are you all ready to get the Pan-African groove on? I hope so, because I've got an awesome show for you. My playlist is culled from the top talents of Africa, some international superstars, even icons of African music like Salif Keita, and others you haven't even heard yet. Hey, Africa's a big place. You can't be expected to know all the great artists on the continent. That's not possible, but it's my job to know. And so I bring it to you week by week. Today, you're going to hear amazing music by artists from Mali, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Guinea, Togo, Egypt, Burkina Faso, and Nigeria. I've also got two special guests today. First, Dogo. Dogo from Togo, and he joins me in the studio with my Song of the Week co-host, Kwame Ofori. We're going to present Song of the Week, which is Dogo's song called Sokewo. And Dogo is based in the Washington, D.C. area. He just won a big musical award with that song. So we're going to listen to it together and get the inside scoop on how Dogo from Togo is doing and feeling now that he's earned this award. Second, our Nairobi-based reporter Bill Odidi meets up with Kenyan singer-songwriter Diana Mayonde. We'll get to know Diana and listen to a couple of samples of her new EP called Color Purple. All right, so sit back, relax, and let's roll out. Kicking off the top of the hour, here's Ishun from Cape Coast, Ghana with Atian. Hey, yeah. Walk with swag, she says. Go out there and get what's yours. Now we drink semen, yeah, yeah. In Santiago. All right. Hello, music lovers. That was Ishan from Ghana kicking us off this hour of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Ado Gwanja is one of Northern Nigeria's biggest stars. He's an actor and a singer. Salankitna is this song, most popular at weddings all throughout Northern Nigeria. The lyrics simply state the facts. Hausa women can't resist dancing when they hear this song. All right, that was Salankita by Ado Gwanja from Kano State, Nigeria.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Heather Maxwell.
Between 2010 and 2014, Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kanazoe, assembled this fantastic balafon band. This is the lead-off track from the album Miria, released in 2016, and the message is African leaders, wake up, he says. Put an end to Africa's needless and deadly poverty. Now, I want to take a moment here, too, and just say, let's have this peace. Also, pay respects to the families of the 160 victims who lost their lives in the March 24th massacre in Ogosagu, Mopti region, Mali. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Kanazoe Orchestra, modern yet still enchanting sounds of the pentatonic balafon from Burkina Faso. And once again, our hearts go out also to the victims of the March 24th massacre. So sad in Ogosagu, Mali, Burkina's neighbor to the west.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Change of pace now. This is Daria Albi by Hamza Namira from Egypt. The video to this song has roughly 100 million views on YouTube. Hamza sings, "Oh, my heart, you've been astray for so long. You've changed."
مش باين ليه قلبك تايه من مدة كبيرة خايف تتكلم ليه في عيونك حيرة وحكاوي كتيرة متغير يا ما عن زمان قافل على قلبك البيبان حبيت وفرقت كم مكان عايش جواك إحساسك كل يوم يقل وتخطي وخطوتك تزل من كتر ما أحبط وتمل في انت الأدوات بتودع حل كل يوم تستفرد بيك الهموم وكلكم والغربة كوم والجرح
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, my darlings. One of Guinea's all-time classic songs that's still as hot as it ever was since its release in 1999 is Molanan. In the language Pul or Fulani, Molanan means caress me. Petit Yoro, also known as the Pul priest of Fouta Djallon, sings, caress me, my darling, from head to toe.
Oh, right, that was Molanan by Petit Yoro from Guinea. Hello, lovies, this is Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to move to Malawi for a minute with Atot Manje and his awesome single Muntu. And then it's Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori and my special studio guest, Dogo from Togo. Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Song of the Week. And we are really lucky today because we have in the studio not just Kwame Ofori, who's always fun to have, but we also have the artist of the Song of the Week, Dogo.
Say hi, Dogo.
From Togo. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
It is great to have you on set.
Thanks.
Now, Dogo lives in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's from Togo, but he lives here, and he just won an award right here in Washington, D.C., called the WAMA, or they call it the Whammies.
Whammies.
It's Washington Area Music Awards, kind of like the Grammys, but they call them the Whammies. And he won Best World Music Artist and Group of the Year. Yay! With his song, and the song is called
Sokewu.
Sokewu. What does Sokewu mean?
Forgive them.
And what are you talking about?
It's I believe that forgiveness is a great sign of greatness. I think it is. And I think it's a sign of victory too. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that people should forgive and not keep bad things inside.
Oh, that's beautiful. What inspired you to do that, though? Was there something that you had to, some bad thing happen to you?
Not just me, but everybody, I think.
So just, you know, an observation.
I'm talking to people also.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the song and then we'll come back to Dogo from Togo with Kwame from Ghana to talk about the song.
Evola ngabiji keo evosia konuvire la konuvire makboda Luciano si jovaila mega sawo dokeo Fifike ye nuova nyuade Bonune akponko Evola gafanko nikeo Evosea poti jovide Jijovire makpora Luciano si jovaila Mega so world of you. Obuive nene makoye olano soima fo. Obuive no manyona wo berewo soima fo. Tukara si odona. Na so ke wo fola
Nya funya si wo na wa Mwebe na so ke wo
Tukara si wo na wa Mwebe na so ke wo fola
Nya funya si wo na wa Mwebe na so ke wo Yeah.
This is just a gorgeous song. This is Togo. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, how you feel about winning the award. Let's just come back to the award real quick. How do you feel? Were you surprised?
Yes, surprised. I mean, I didn't go to the ceremony because I thought I would not win.
Well, you're being real here.
Not being real. The point is, I'm kind of new. This is like a single. It's not even on the album. And
oh, wow.
It's new. That's the first year I really started the project. And I look at my category. I saw the guys in there. I'm like, whoa. I better stay home and practice.
That's a good song.
So you were in your boxers at home, right? With your feet up.
Exactly. Relaxing.
Oh, that's great. Well, so tell us about this. I know you have a band here in Washington, but you said that you were in Togo, and that's where you recorded this song with a Togolese group and the women there. Tell us how that happened, how that came about. Did you go to Togo specifically to record music?
Yes, I go to Togo to record my songs because I believe that what I'm looking into, these songs, I will find them better there with the musicians there than here. So I go there to record the songs, actually. We went to the studio. I didn't plan to have the women in the song, but then when we, you know, I was in my area and then I saw them singing and I'm like, whoa, we should sing together. And they're like, okay, what do you have? And I went to them later on with my guitar and I played. And they're like, yeah, we like that. So we went to the studio.
Oh,
all they did is they just put one mic in front of them and they sang.
Oh yeah, and definitely you can feel that authentic vibe in there. Like it's very earthy, it's very raw. And for them to agree just on the spot.
Yeah, but the point also is that when we went to the studio, they wanted to make them sing one by one. I'm like,
because that's not how they're good.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It worked. It really worked.
It's very beautiful. And so it's in a mix of Ewe and Mina.
And Mina, yeah, it's a kind of Creole. Like I say, my parents are not from the South, so I was not like born in a village in the South and something, but I was born in Lumi, and that's the language I, you know, I speak and understand. You know, it's kind of Creole, it's a mix of Mina. Sometimes people add some French to it, some even some English to it. So that's what I use basically. I don't think about specific language when I write my songs. I just write them.
So Sokewo, is that what you would say, like if someone's mad, like somebody did something to you and you're just so mad?
Yeah.
Do people just, is that an expression that they say? You know, just hey, Sokewo.
Exactly, that's what I
love. You go. Heather is right on the money.
Yeah, right on the money.
I'm gonna remember that one. All right, well, it's been wonderful having you here. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Check Dogo from Togo on YouTube and go on Facebook, check out Dogo from Togo and, you know, listen to Togolese music. Try to push that out a little bit more and we're going to do better than that, than what we're doing now. But what I can tell you, Heather, is that next year you're going to hear some Togolese sound, some Togolese harmonies. As soon as you hear the first 10 seconds, you know it's Togo music.
There you go. Thanks so much, Dogo.
Thank you.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante here for you now and always.
Song of the Week.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hello, everybody. I've still got Dogo and Kwame with me in the studio, but we're going to listen to some more music. So next up is a brand new song by Maggie Cephas from Monrovia. It's called Papa God.
Next up, we are going to listen to a song by Bobby from Bo, as in Bo, Sierra Leone. And then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet singer-songwriter Mayonde. Don't know who Mayonde is? Stay tuned and you'll find out.
Good job, Dova.
And yes, this is Kwame on the mic. You just heard Bobby from Bo. And now let's meet our second feature artist by way of Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Mayonde.
This is Music Time in Africa. Thank you, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, in Kenya. And I'm delighted to be in the company of?
Mayonde. Diana Mayonde, yes.
Diana, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a stage performer.
Yes, recording and performing artist, businesswoman, a content creator based here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wonderful. And what are we going to open this conversation with? Select one of the tracks.
Let's start with Nairobi, because that's where I'm from. It's the city that I truly, truly, deeply love, where I've been born and raised. And I just love everyone in Nairobi and want to send them love with this song.
South Sea, South B, 111, 23, West D, can't get me, nah, I don't need, nah, my nanny, baby, ain't no city like my city.
So that's Nairobi by Mayonde. That song, Nairobi, besides just paying tribute to the city in which I suppose you were born and, and brought up, what's the musical connection that you made there? Because I was saying that it's very soulful, but at the same time, you've given it this very contemporary edge.
I wanted to make a song that was some sort of anthem, an urban anthem for young people, for myself. Living in Nairobi is such an interesting human experience in terms of striving to be your best, making something out of nothing. And I wanted to celebrate that, celebrate the young people of Nairobi. And so when this melody came to mind, I rushed to one of my producer friends who really loved it. And he helped me put it together and brought Stony Jiwe on board. And
so that's the rapper, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the rapper who I collaborated with. And it's just become this beautiful song that connects me with people in my city. Whenever I perform it live and people sing along, it really is like an anthem.
On Music Time in Africa from Nairobi, we're speaking to Mayonde and her latest project, which is, well, Colored Purple. can we pick something else from the EP, Mayonde? What shall we play? We've played Nairobi. What are we going to play next?
I just released another single from the EP last month called Chini Kwa Chini.
Just played the Chini Kwa Chini by Mayonde on Music Time in Africa. For those who might be listening in many different parts of the world, Chini Kwa Chini.
If there was like a transition, it would be like get down, right? Like let's get down, let's boogie, let's dance, let's have a good time. Yeah, Chini Kwa Chini means down. Good, let's get down.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mayonde. Wonderful, wonderful person. What's the last track we're going to play?
Let's play Party Nation. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell, and I'm Mayonde. Thanks for having me.
Feel the heat when we come to Party Nation. Hey! Sexy people around me, Party Nation. Hey! All of them and them looking so fly. Sexy girl, them wiggle and wine. On your feet, boogie and grind.
There goes Mayonde. She is a special talent, and the track is called Party Nation. This is Bill Udidi for Music Time in Africa, reporting from Nairobi in Kenya. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, thanks so much, Bill. This next song is Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean, featuring KZ and Marvelous MC.
Love for boys in the city, Joseph Dean.
You the wild kids.
Big name, Marvelous
Njema.
You know, dog, we're coming to give it to you.
Never you are.
I know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you.
Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a love.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman.
The way I find you, I will spoil you a lot. Oh, me, yo, baby, oh, me, man. I will hold you, play with you, take care of you. Yeah, we do the love. Today, today, you will come and eat. Talking, say, baby, I'm feeling you, man. And I want to know, I will spoil you a lot. Anything they say, I will spoil you a lot. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a lot. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a lot.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman. Money good, yeah. Money true, bow. Money good, yeah. Money true, bow.
They love you, Zizo, no, papa. They love you, Zizo, no, papa. Oh, will you buy money for you, dear man? Oh, will you buy money for you, dear man?
Love in my kitchen, Nana, in my bathroom, they reach it. All in my house, we just love me. And I'm scared of Ebola, can't chase me. In a case, you won't be case, it can't. That one, I mean nothing. I will spoil you, will love my baby. That will say that I will not spoil you. Then I say that one, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. You my bum pity, my one pity, my only pity. I say pity, pity, oh pity song.
And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a lot. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you a lot.
Say grandma, the gentleman. Say grandma, the gentleman. Money good, yeah. Money true, bow. Money good, yeah. Money true, bow.
Jona Kabuno, Naked Banu, Nani Chipota Do, Bankas Uncle, I won't marry you, that the thing I tell you.
All right, everybody, hello. That was Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean featuring KZ and Marvelous MC. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We've got one last song by Salif Keita. This is his recent and last album, Un Autre Blanc, the lead off track, Were Were.
What?
All right, that was Were Were by Salif Keita, and it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for hanging with me this weekend. Well, me and Dogo from Togo. Dogo?
Hello.
Yes, want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. And also Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we hope that you join us again next weekend. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, and 2000 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.